以下是圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容《不加梵歌》第十三章十节四，地点法国巴黎，时间1973年8月12日。
Just like in this house, we are occupier.
正如在这间房子里，我们是占用者。
The house is chetra.
房子是 chetra.
Field of activities.
活动的场所。
The landlord is the owner, and we are the occupier.
房主是拥有者，而我们是占用者。
Two chetraka.
有两位 chetraka.
This property is interest for two persons.
这份财产和两个人的利益有关。
One is the occupier, and the other is the owner.
一位是占有者，另一位是拥有者。
Similarly, anywhere.Any part of the world, anywhere you go, you will find these three things.
同样的，无论在哪里，世界的任何地方，无论你去哪里，你都会发现这三样东西。
One, the field of activities, and the other two means one occupier and one owner.
一个是活动的场所，另外两个，一个是占用者，一个是拥有者。
If one understands these three things, and he can study everywhere these three things, then chetra chetrayo chetra gayo jad gyanam.
如果一个人理解这三样东西，并且他在任何地方研究都是研究这三样东西，那么 chetra chetra gayo jad gyanam.
This knowledge to understand everywhere.That there is a field of activity and two persons are interested in that field of activity.
这一知识即理解任何地方都有活动的场所，还有两个人都对那个活动的场所有兴趣。
One is the owner, other is the occupier.
一个是拥有者，另外一个是占用者。
If you study these three things, then tad gyanam, gyanam.
如果你仅仅研究这三样东西，那么
That is knowledge.
那便是知识。
Otherwise, all rascals and fools.
要不然都是恶棍或者傻瓜。
Matang mama. Don't say like that. This is gyanam.
这是 gyanam.
Ask.Anybody at the present moment, who is the owner, who is the occupier, and what is the field of activity, if you ask three things, nobody will be able to answer.
但是现在随便问一个人，什么是占用者，拥有者，什么是占用者，什么是活动的场所？如果你问这三样东西，没有人能够回答。
That means everyone is rascal at the present, but they do not know.
这就意味着现在每个人都是恶棍，或者他们并不知道。
Chetra chetra gayo jad gyanam. Krishna says, this relationship between the field of action and the owner.
Krishna 提到，在这个活动的场所和占用拥有者之间的关系。
Just like in agriculture.
好比在农业中。
The land is.Owned by the state or the king.
土地是属于国家或者属于国王的。
And it is rented or occupied by somebody else.
而它是由其他的人所租用或者占用的。
And the land is the field of action.
土地便是活动的场所。
So, Krishna is giving direction.
Krishna 在给予指示。
Krishna is giving direction and the living entity is there. He is acting according to that direction.
Krishna 给予指示，而生物体就在那儿，他按照指示来行动。
So both Krishna and the living entity are sitting in one tree.
所以 Krishna 和生物体两者坐在同一棵树上。
That is stated in the Upanishad.
这是在《Upanishad》中谈到的。
The two birds are sitting on one tree.
两只鸟坐在同一棵树上。
One is eating the fruit of the tree, and other is simply witnessing.
一个在吃树上的果实，而另外一个只是在观看。
The witnessing bird is Krishna.
那只观看的鸟便是 Krishna。
And the bird who is eating the fruits of the tree, he is the living entity.
而那只在吃树上的果实的鸟便是生物体。
The Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot distinguish between the jiva soul, jivatma and paramatma.
Mayavadi 的哲学家们，他们不能够区分 jiva 灵魂 jivatma 和 paramatma。
They know it, but because they are monist to establish their theory, they say there is no two, there is one.
他们知道这点，但因为他们是一元论者，为了建立他们的理论，他们就说没有两者，只有一者。
No. Krishna says two.
不 ，Krishna 说是两者。
One Kshetraga, the Jivatma, and the other Kshetraga, he is Krishna.
一个 Kshetraga 是 Jivatma， 另外一个 Kshetraga 就是他 Krishna。
The difference between the two is that the individual living entity knows only about his Kshetra or body, but the other living entity, the supreme living entity, he knows all the bodies, everywhere.
Throughout the whole creation. 区别，这两者之间的区别是个体灵生物体只知道他自己的creature身体，而另外一个生物体至尊的生物体，在任何地方，无论什么地方，在整个创造之中。Sarvastha-cham-vidhi-sannivish.
Material nature is actually the field of activities in our conditioned life.
所以物质之人便是我们受条件限制的生命中的活动的场所。
We have manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. In the 15th chapter, you'll find it. Thus, who are these living entities? We.
在第十五章中你会找到我们这些生物体是谁。
Krishna said, Mavivamsa, they are all my parts and parcels.
Krishna 说他们都是我的所属部分。
Mavivamsa, just like father and the son.
正好比父亲和儿子。
A father has got many sons.
父亲有很多的儿子。
Similarly,We are all sons of God.
同样的，我们都是神的儿子。
Mamivamsa, jiva. Sanatana. Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal.
Sanatana 意思是永恒的。
It is not that we are now part and parcel, and after liberation we will become one.
并不是说我们现在是所属部分，而解脱之后我们便成为一体。
All equal, the Mayavadi theory. No.
或者是平等的，这是按照玛雅瓦蒂的理论，并不是这样的。
Therefore, this very word is used, Sanatana, eternal.
因此，这用了这个词 Sanatana, 永恒的。
Eternally, we are part and parcel.
永恒的，我们是所属部分。
Then why they are not with you? Why they are here in this material world?
那么他们为什么不跟您在一起呢？为什么他们在这个物质世界里呢？
The manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. They have preferred to enjoy this material world, to lord it over the material world.
因为他们想要喜欢享受这个物质自然。 在物质世界里发号施令。
Therefore, mind and senses, manasasthana indriyani, with this, senses and mind, karasati, manasasthana indriyani, prakritisthani, in this made karasati. Karasati means struggling.
因此，带着这些心意和感官，在这个世界里 ，karasati 意思是挣扎
，struggle for existence，
为生存而挣扎。
This is our position.
这便是我们的处境。
We are part and parcel of Krishna.
我们是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Now we have given up by misuse of our independence.
而现在我们误用了我们的独立性，而放弃了这一点。
We wanted to imitate Krishna.
我们想要模仿 Krishna.
Krishna.Is the supreme enjoyer. So when we become envious of Krishna, tanaham disata kruran, the demons are envious.
Krishna 是自尊的享受者，而当我们想，嫉妒 Krishna 以后 ，tanaham disata kruran, 恶魔们是嫉妒的。
They want to become Krishna.
他们想成为 Krishna.
Therefore, you will find so many demons.
因此你会看见这么多的恶魔。
They will say, Why Krishna is alone God? I am God. You are God. All of us, we are God.
他们会说，为什么只有 Krishna 自己是神？我是神，你是神，我们都是神。
So they are demons.
所以他们是恶魔。
So demons cannot be allowed.In the spiritual world.
恶魔们不能居住于灵性世界。
They are sent in this material world.
他们被送到这个物质世界。
Just like in some places, I have heard in Europe there are many places where the gamblers and the drunkards are without any license, they can't go on with their business.
正如我听说在欧洲有很多地方，在那里赌棍或者酒鬼不需要任何的允许，他们就可以进行自己的生意。
Is there any place like that?
有没有那样的地方？
What is the name?
叫什么名字？
Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo.
So we are given this place, Monte Carlo.
所以我们也被给予这个地方蒙特卡罗。
Gone with your sinful activities without any license. Gone.
可以不经允许的进行你的所有的罪恶活动，继续下去。
Demons, they are not here. They are not accept Krishna as their advisor in the structure.
恶魔们他们不会听的，他们不会接受 Krishna 为。建议者指导者。
Namah duskita nam murha prapadanti naradhava. Maya aparita jnana asuri bhava masita. The asuri bhava masita means demons.
以上是佛教梵歌中一个世界，愚蠢的恶棍，人类中最低等的，自是被假象盗走的人，以及有着恶魔的无神论品性的人，不归于我。Asuri bhavam.Ashrita 意思是恶魔。
There are two classes of man, demon and God.
有两类人，恶魔和神。
Not the Godhead, God.
那并不是说守神，大写的神。
Those who are Vaishnavas means obedient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are also God or Godly.
那些有着那些外士那娃就意味着顺从自尊人格神的人，他们也是神或者是神一般的人。
And those who are not obedient, they're demons.
而那些不服从的，他们是恶魔。
This is the difference between demon and God or God.
所以这边是恶魔和神之间的区别，小小的神。
So there are two classes of man, always.In this material world.
所以在这个物质世界里有两类的人，总有这两类的人。
In the spiritual world, there are gods, godly.
在灵性世界，他们都是神，神圣的。
Krishna is the Godhead, and all living entities there, they are godly.
Krishna 是守神，而那儿所有的其他的生物体都有着神的品质。
So, in the spiritual world, there is no facility for the demons.
在灵性世界，没有恶魔的便利条件。
Therefore, when Krishna likes to fight, because after many, many years, not fighting, because in the spiritual world there is no fight, all obedient servants, where is the possibility of fighting?
因此，当 Krishna 想要战斗的时候，因为他很多很多年没有战斗，因为在灵性世界根本就没有战斗，都是顺从的仆人，怎么会有战争的可能性呢？
Therefore, sometimes he comes here to fight with the demon.
因此，有时候他来到这个世界和恶魔打仗。
Just to get the body fit.
只不过想保持身体健康罢了。
Yes. Therefore, sometimes when there are a scarcity of demons, some of the devotees they come and become.A demon, not become demon. Just Krishna wants to fight. So without demon, how Krishna will fight?
因此，有时候当缺少恶魔的时候，一些奉行者他们就会来成为恶魔，并不是成为恶魔，因为 Krishna 想要战斗，没有恶魔怎么 Krishna 和谁打呢
？Therefore, they play the part of demon, so that Krishna. That means they want to serve Krishna.
因此，他们就扮演恶魔的角色，那样 Krishna 就可以。这就意味着他们想要服务 Krishna。
So once to just like sometimes big men they keep some wrestlers to make mock fight.
Krishna 想要，正如有时候一些伟大人物，他们圈养一些摔跤手，想们进行一些模拟的战斗。
Similarly, to serve Krishna, Krishna has desire to fight, so they come down and become just like a demon and fighting.
类似的，为了服务 Krishna。Krishna 想有欲望要战斗，因此他们就下来，就好像恶魔一样的，然后和 Krishna 打仗。
Just like Hiranyakashipu, they are Jai Vijay, attendant in Vaikuntha.
正如 Hiranyakashipu, 他们是 Jaya 和 Vijaya, 是 Vaikuntha 的随仆。
But Krishna wanted to fight, so therefore they came down and became demons like Hiranyakashipu.Rama and fought.
但是 Krishna 想要打仗，因此他们就下来，成了恶魔，像 Hiranyakashipu Ravana， 然后和他打仗。
This is Krishna has all the desires.
Krishna 有所有的欲望。
Otherwise, this fighting desire where from we get unless it is there in Krishna.
要不然，这种战斗的欲望我们是从哪得来的呢？除非是从 Krishna 那里。
There is.
那里是有的。
Janmadasya jata. Everything that we find here, that is in Krishna.
我们在这里能找到的一切都在 Krishna 那里。
Therefore, Krishna has got 12 different kinds of relationship.
因此Krishna 有着十二种不同的关系。
Akhila Rasamrita. Krishna is the reservoir of all kind of rasa.
Akhila Rasamrita. Krishna is 所有不同的 rasa 的仓库。
Sometimes fighting is also pleasing.
有时候战斗也是令人高兴的。
Therefore, the fighting spirit is there in Krishna.
因此战斗的精神也在那儿，在 Krishna 那里。
And we have got also.That fighting spirit also in small quantity.
我们因此也有那种战斗的精神，是小量的。
We can fight also, but Krishna can also fight.
我们可以战斗 ，Krishna 也可以战斗。
But when Krishna fights, the opposite party means finished.
但是当 Krishna 战斗的时候，对手便意味着完蛋了。
When we fight, that is the final. I may be finished or he may be finished.
可是当我们战斗的时候就不同了，我也许会完蛋，他也许会完蛋。
That is the final. So this is the position. Therefore, Krishna in the next says, "Tat khetrang jaccha jadrik."
这是便是不同，这便是处境。因此 ，Krishna 接着说 ，"Tat khetrang jaccha jadrik."
How these khetra, different types of body, they cannot explain this whole.
这个 khetra 不同的种类的身体。他们不能够解释。
All scientists, they cannot explain why there are different types of bodies.
所谓的科学家们，他们不能够解释为什么有不同种类的躯体。
There are 8,400,000 different types of bodies.
有840,000种不同的身体。
And the human race, they are 400,000.
而人类有400,000种。
This 400,000 are distributed all over the.
这400,000种遍布全宇宙。
Universe. On this planet, maybe some thousand, not 400,000, not all of them are here.
在这个星球上，也许有几千，并不是400,000，并不是所有的都在这儿。
Yeah, here also in the human form, we find so many differences.
但是在这儿，在人类的躯体中，我们也发现很多的区别。
The Europeans, the Americans, the Africans, the Indians, the Chinese, different forms.
欧洲人、美国人、非洲人、印度人、中国人，不同的形体。
That also can be counted, maybe 100, 200 different types of forms.Of human. But there are 400,000. 400,000. That is the human race.
这个也许可以被算作100种、200种不同种类的躯体。但是一共有400,000种。这便是人类。
And 8,000,000 other forms.
还有800,000种其他的形体。800,000种。
The aquatics, the trees, the plants, the grass, and the insects.
水族、树木、植物、草、昆虫。
We have experienced how many different types of insects are there in Mayapur.
我们都体验过在玛雅普有多少种不同种类的昆虫。
During night, so many different types of insects come to the fire, to the light.
在晚上有那么多种不同种类的昆虫都来到火来到光那儿去。
This is another illusion.
这是另外一种假象。
These insects, they're coming.Being attracted by the beauty of the light.
这些昆虫它们来了，被光的美所吸引。
The electric light, it is not open.
那个电灯的光它并不是开放的。
Otherwise, these insects come in the burning fire and die.
要不然的话，这些昆虫就会进入燃烧的火中死去。
Beauty.Captivated by the beauty of the fire.
被火的美丽所吸引。
So actually it is going on.
事实上就是这样的。
We are attracted by the beauty of Maya, and exactly we are falling to the fire and die.
我们被玛雅的美丽所吸引，而我们正在向火中坠去死去。
There are so many instructions.
所以那里有很多的指示。
Even if you study simply these 8,400,000 different kinds of.
你只要研究一下这840,000种不同种类的。
So how to study them? Krishna is explaining.
怎么去研究他们呢？ Krishna 解释道
Tachetram Tachetram means that kind of that body there are so many
Tachetram 意思是说那种那些身体有那么多种
Tachetram Jaccha Jadri How they have attained different types of body
他们怎么得到了不同种类的躯体呢？
The soul is there. Soul, we have already explained, is the Khetra of God.
那有灵魂，灵魂正如我们所解释过的是 Khetra Gam.
But except the followers of Vedic knowledge, nobody knows.
但是除了伟大知识的追随者没有人知道。
Just like the Christian people, they say there is no soul of the animals.
正如基督徒他们说，灵魂，动物没有灵魂。
How is that?
怎么没有呢？
Chetragna, soul is there everywhere, but they have got their different types of body. Therefore, Krishna says, "Tat Chetragna."
Chetragyam 灵魂在那里在任何地方只是他们得到了不同种类的躯体因此 Krishna 说 Tat Chetram
Tat Chetram Jaccha Jadriksha How they have got different Krishna has already explained in the 15th chapter They are all Krishna's partner parts
他们怎么会得到不同的呢 Krishna 在第十五章中已经解释过他们都是 Krishna 的所属部分。
In another place, Krishna says, Sarvajonishu kavantiya sambhavanti murtayaya kashamahajjanim brahma aham vijakudhapita
Krishna 在另一处说道昆体之子呀你应该知道在物质世界的出生造成了所有这些种类的生命我是播种的父亲。
He is the seed giving father.
他是播种的父亲。
Therefore, all living entities are Krishna's part and parcel.
因此，所有的生物体都是 Krishna 的所属部分。
It is foolishness to say that other living entities, other than the human being, they have no soul. It is foolishness.
说除了人类以外的其他的生物体都没有灵魂，这是愚蠢的。
They have got soul.
他们有灵魂。
Even the ant has got soul, even the microbe has got soul, even the germ has got soul, everyone has got soul.
即便是蚂蚁也有灵魂，微生物也有灵魂，细菌也有灵魂，每个人都有灵魂。
But they have got different types of body, outward.
但是他们得到了不同种类的躯体而已，是外在的。
Therefore, Krishna says,Jaccha Jadriksha.
因此 Krishna 说 Jaccha Jadriksha.
How they have got different types of body?
他们怎么得到了不同种类的躯体?
So these subject matters are very subtle things.
这些主题都是非常微妙的东西。
But there is no facility for studying.This subject matter in the university or any educational institution.
但是在大学里，在任何教育体系当中，都没有条件来研究这些主题。
Therefore, they are called mudas.
因此，他们被称为 muda.
They do not understand what is God.
他们不理解什么是神。
Who was telling me? Some Bengali professor came here, and he said, "I am agnostic."
是高手来着有一个孟加拉教授到底来说我是无神论者
Who told me this time? The car
谁刚才高手来的就在车上
So mostly the so-called educated sects are agnostic
绝大多数所谓受过教育的人士他们是不可知论者
They do not believe in God They do not believe in the soulAnd still, they are passing on as educationists, learned scholars, professors.
他们不相信上帝，他们不相信灵魂， 但他们仍旧被认为是教育家，有学问的学者、教授。
This is the pity.
这就是可怜之处。
Therefore, one should learn from Krishna.
因此，一个人应该从 Krishna 那里学习。
This education system at the present moment, you cannot learn anything positively. There.
现在的这个教育系统，你学不到任何肯定的东西。
All vague.
他们都是很模糊的。
Here Krishna says, try to understand each and every body. Tat-kshetra.
这里 Krishna 说，试着去理解每一个躯体。Tat-kshetra.
Why one soul has got a godly body and one soul has got a dog body, one soul has got a very beautiful body, another soul has got a very ugly body?
为什么一个灵魂得到一个神圣的躯体，另外一个得到狗的躯体？一个灵魂得到一个非常美丽的躯体，另外一个灵魂得到一个非常丑陋的躯体。
So,one has got nails and jaws, one has very nice, beautiful hand, fingers.
一个有着指甲和锯嘴，和另外一个有着非常美丽的手和手指。
There are varieties.
有许多种类。
Krishna says that sacha jujat prabhavasya, and each body has got.A different type of influence.
因此 Krishna 说 such you yet prabhavishta 每一个身体都有它不同种类的影响力。
Each type of body. This is God's creation.
每一种的躯体，这边是神的创造。
There are innumerable planets.
有无穷无尽的行星。
Each planet has got a different atmosphere.
每个星球上都有不同的大气。
Just like we have got experience within this planet. Europe has got another atmosphere, India has got another atmosphere.
正如我们在这个星球上体验到的，欧洲有一种气氛，印度有一种气氛。
Similarly, all the planets.There are of different atmosphere. And each and every planet, there are varieties of living entities. Just imagine, the living entities are 8,400,000 species.
同样的，所有的星球上都有着不同的气氛，而且在每一个星球上都有许多许多种的生物体。想象一下，生物体总共有840万种。
So even if you divide,So many thousands and hundreds, still 8 million.
即便你去除以乘百乘千，仍旧是800万。
This is God's creation.
这是神的创造。
God's creation means all these living entities, they want to enjoy this material world in a different capacity, and God has given the facility. Yes, you can enjoy. You can enjoy.
神的创造意味着所有这些生物体，他们都想要一种不同的能力去享受这个物质世界，因此神便给予便利。好的，你可以享受，你可以享受。
He is giving facility. Sarvasya Chahangridhi Sarnivish. He is sitting. God is so kind. Krishna is so kind.
他给予便利，他坐在那里。神是那么仁慈 ，Krishna 是那么仁慈。
Just like you have seen.The master taking his dog.
正好，旁边你看一个主人带着他这条狗。
The dog is allowed to do whatever he likes. The master waits.
这狗被允许做他想做的任何事情，主人都等着。
The real business of the dog is to obey the master's order.
狗的真正该做的事情是服从主人的命令。
But the master.Gives the dog facility.
但是主人给这条狗以方便。
Yes, you can walk, you can run, you can pass urine, stool, I'll wait. As the master gives facility, similarly, Krishna is so kind, Krishna is so affectionate, that we have come to enjoy this material world. He is giving us the facilities.
好的，你可以走，你可以跑，你可以拉屎撒尿，我都等着。正如主人给予便利，同样的 ，Krishna 是那么仁慈 ，Krishna 是那么的充满慈爱。因此，我们来到这个物质世界来享受，它给予我们便利。
Just like the master is giving facility to the dog.
就好像主人给他的狗以方便一样。
Krishna is so
kind. Krishna 是那么仁慈。
But he wants, Krishna wants that every living entity should be obedient to Krishna. Then that is Krishna's enjoyment.
但是 Krishna 希望所有的生物体都能够服从 Krishna， 那么那便是 Krishna 的享受。
He is so kind that he is asking every living entity, especially the human being, patram puspam phalam tuyam jomi bhakta prajacchati。
他是那么仁慈，因此他在请求每一个生物体，特别是人类，无论你向我供奉，一片叶、一朵花、一个水果或者是水，我都接受。
He is self-sufficient. He is not hungry. He is supplying necessities, food to every living entity.
他是自足的，他并不饿，他为所有的每一个生物体提供必需品、食物。
He still is hankering for a little flower, little fruit from this living entity.
但是他仍旧希望能够从生物体那里寻求到一点花、一点水果。
Please give me.
你请给我。
So this is the position.
这边是境况。
Patram puspam phalam tuyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. Tadaham asnami. If you kindly give me a little flower, a little fruit, little water, with faith and love, I will eat.
如果你仁慈的给予我哪怕只是一点花、一点水果、一点水，以信心和爱心给我，我都会吃。
Krishna is so kind.
Krishna 是这么的仁慈。
And he is simply trying to turn the face of the living entity towards him. Therefore, he is always with us.
他只是想让生物体把脸转向他，因此他总是和我们在一起。
So this is another. Krishna has come here in this temple to accept your offerings.
Krishna 来到了这个寺庙来接受你的供奉。
So that you may again go back to home, back to God. That is Krishna's desire.
那样的话，你便可能回归家园，回归神，那便是 Krishna 的欲望。
He's so kind. In whatever way possible, he's trying to get us back to home, back to God.
Krishna 是这么仁慈，他以各种的可能的方法，试图让我们回归家园，回归神。
That is Krishna's mission.
那是 Krishna 的使命。
He is coming himself as Krishna, the Supreme Personality. He is coming himself as the devotee, Lord Chaitanya.
他本人以 Krishna 自尊人格神的形象来到，他本人以奉献者主切天天的身份来到。
But he came, Krishna, Personality.And asked everyone, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Why you are suffering here? You give up all these engagements.
Krishna 来了，亲自来到，并且问要求每一个人，你为什么要在这里受苦呢？你要放弃所有的这些事情。
Because here, whatever you do, you simply create entanglement and suffer. That's all.
因为在这里，你不论做什么，只是增加卷入的程度和痛苦，就是这样。
You cannot be free to do anything. That is not possible. So Krishna therefore says that don't bother by manufacturing your ways of thinking.
你不可能解放做任何事情，这是不可能的。因此 Krishna 说，不要去麻烦去创造你自己的想法。
Just yesterday one girl, he's poet.
正如昨天有一个男孩和一个姑娘来了，那个男的是一个诗人。
I asked him, what poet do you write? What is the subject matter?
我问他，你写什么样的诗？主题是什么？
No subject.
没有主题。
No subject.
没有主题。
This is pagal. Pagal means mad.
这边是 pagal. Pagal 意思是疯狂的。
Pishachi paile jano mutichanna hoy. Mayagrasto jiver sei dasa upajo. Pishachi. Ghost.
Pishachi. 鬼魂。
Ghostly haunted.
鬼魂附体的。
A person, when he becomes ghostly haunted, he speaks all kinds of nonsense.
一个人如果鬼魂附体，他便讲述各种各样的无稽之谈。
So mayagrasta jivera sahi dasa upajo. Those who have come to this material world under the influence of the external energy of Krishna Maya, they are all mad.
那些在 Krishna 的外在能量 Maya 的影响之下来到这个物质世界的人，他们都是疯子。
It is not.Shastra, it is the opinion of medical science also.
并不仅仅是 Shastra, 这也是现代医学的意见。
The medical science.
医学。
In India, there was a case, a murderer.
在印度有过一个案例，有一个谋杀犯。
So, his leader, lawyer, pleaded,that this man when committed this murder, he was insane.
他的辩护人，他的律师辩护道，这个人当他犯这桩谋杀罪的时候，他是精神错乱的。
So the judge called for the civil surgeon to examine him whether he has got such tendency, insanity.
所以法官就叫了一个地方上的医生去检查他是不是有这种倾向，神经错乱。
So he gave evidence, my lord. So for my knowledge concern, I have tested so many men. Everyone is insane.
他给的证词是，法官大人，就我的知识所涉及的而言，我检查过这么多的人，每一个人都是精神错乱的。
It is a question of degree.
只是程度不同罢了。
Now, if you consider that he was insane, you, that is your business, to punish him or not punish him. But
现在如果你认为他是精神错乱的，那么你是不是惩罚他，这是你自己的事情。
So far my knowledge is concerned, I have studied so many men, and I have found they are all insane.
但是就我的知识而言，我研究过这么多的人，我发现他们都是精神错乱的。
Actually, that is the position.
实际上，这就是现在的状况。
What does it mean, insanity?
精神错乱意味着什么呢？
When his brain is not acting nicely, that is insanity.
当他的大脑不能正常运转的时候，那便是精神错乱。
So anyone who is in this material world, they are against God consciousness.That is the sign of insight.
这个物质世界里的每个人，他们都反对神的知觉，那便是精神错乱的迹象。
He is under the strict regulation of God. Still, he defies. There is no God. There is no God. I am God.
他是在神的严厉的约束之下，但仍旧他否认说，没有神，没有神，我是神。
This is insanity.
这便是精神错乱。
The pishachi paile jano matichanna. So how these different types of insanity is visible, that will explain Krishna.
所有这些不同种类的精神错乱是怎么出现的， Krishna 在后面会解释。
tat-cetraṁ jatcha jādrikcha. Not one kind of body or one kind of insanity. Different types of insanities.
不仅仅是一种躯体或者一种精神错乱, 而是有着不同种类的精神错乱。
jatcha jādrikcha. Jat vikāri. This vikāri means transformation.
Vikāri 意思是转变。
Everyone's brain is vikāri, not in order.
每个人大脑都是vikāri, 不是正常运转。
Jat vikāri, jatascha jat. How such kind of transformation, vikāri, this derangement has taken place?
这种转变, vikāri, 这种扰乱, 是怎么产生的呢?
Sacha jujat prabhāvascha and prabhāva. Everyone, every living entity has got a particular type of prabhāva.
每一个生物体, 他们都有不同种类的 prabhāva, 影响力。
Just like a small bird, immediately, he can fly in the sky.
比如一只小鸟, 它可以立刻地飞到空中。
And although we are very intelligent, if I want and if you want to fly in the sky, no, you cannot.
尽管我们是很智慧的, 但如果你想要飞到空中, 你做不到。
Although we are supposed to be very intelligent scientists, but I cannot fly.
虽然科学家, 他似乎应该是很聪明的, 但是 还是不能飞。
But a small bird will immediately fly.
但是一只小鸟可以立刻地飞起来。
That is his prabhava.
那是他的prabhava。
You must have to admit that this is his special power.
你必须承认这是他的特别的力量。
Similarly, a vulture, he goes 4 miles up and his eyes are very small.
类似的, 一只乌鹫, 它飞到4英里高, 它的眼睛是非常小的。
But from the 4 miles away, he will find out where there is a dead body. Immediately jump over.
但是从4英里之外, 它能够立即发现哪有尸体, 它立刻就跳过去。
And we have got so many big eyes. But we cannot say, after this spectacle required. You see, you cannot see him in 1 feet. So, this is his prabhava, influence, a vulture, most, but a nasty bird. Still, it has got so much influence that we cannot compete with
it. 而我没有这么多大眼睛, 但我们却不能, 还在戴眼睛, 你连英尺都看不了。 所以这是他的prabhava影响力, 一只乌鹫, 这么至多是一只丑陋的鸟, 但是它有这么大的影响力, 我们和它无法,
So you will find in every creature, every living entity, a special prerogative than the others.
所以你会发现在每一个生物体, 每个生物体之中, 它都有一种超出其他的一种特别的优势。
So, with the body, just like the hawk.
所以谈到身体就例如一只猪。
The hawk can eat stool very nicely.
一只猪可以很好地 享用粪便。
But although we say that everything is food, we can eat, that you eat this too.
虽然我们说, 每个东西都是, 一切都是食物, 我们可以吃, 但你能吃粪便吗?
You cannot eat.
你不能吃。
Then he has got the influence, that he can eat the stool very nicely.
他有那种影响力, 他能够很好地吃粪便。
Therefore, we should not consider that all living entities are of the same status.
所以我们不应该认为所有的生物体都处于相同的境况。
But different status.
有不同的状况。
You cannot say, because the other living entity is eating something abominable, therefore I can also eat. It is eatable. No, you cannot do that. If you eat, you will be diseased.
你不能说因为其他的生物体吃那种令人作呕的东西，因此我也可以吃，它是食物。不，你不能吃，如果你吃了，你会生病的。
Therefore it is called, one man's food is another man's poison.
因此俗话说，一个人的食物可能会是另外一个人的毒药。
Prabhava, one can eat anything, not anything. Nobody can eat anything. It's allotted food.
一个人可以吃任何东西，不是任何东西，没有人能够什么都吃，是他指定的食物。
In the living entities lower than the human being, they follow the nature's way, the allotted food.
在那些比人类低等的生物体之中，他们是遵循自然的法律的，吃他们指定的食物。
That is, the tiger eats blood and flesh.
老虎是吃血和肉的。
If you offer him nice fruit, nice sweet rice, he'll not eat.
如果你给他很好的水果，很好的甜米饭，他不会吃的。
Therefore, a devotee will take the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, "Patram puspam phalam toyam jovi bhakta."
因此一个奉献者会吃供奉给 Krishna 的食物的鲫鱼，因此 Krishna 说，无论一个人以爱心奉献我一片叶、一朵花、一个水果或是水，我都接受。
Krishna as a supreme lord, he can eat anything.
Krishna 作为自尊的主，他可以吃任何东西。
He can eat anything because he is all powerful, omnipotent.
他什么都可以吃，因为他是具有全部能量的，是万能的。
But we cannot do that.
但我们不能那样。
Therefore Krishna says, you give me this vegetable, fruits, grains, meal, and I'll take.
因此 Krishna 说，你给我这个蔬菜、水果、谷物、牛奶，我会接受。结束。